I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll get to your phone calls again momentarily, but every Wednesday at this time, we do the NIL two-minute drill, transfer portal, live animal mascot trophy game around the country blitz thingy. Kang's got six questions. Let's do this. Gator, your turn to go first this week.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'll go first. You can go first tomorrow with the NFL version.
All right.
Is that a deal?
Yeah, it's fine.
We have a deal.
All right, what do we got?
All right, Doug. Tyler Van Dyke got benched in Miami after all that preseason hype to be one of the top picks in the draft. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson, another guy who's got a ton of hype, he threw his first touchdown pass of the season last week in game four. Two TDs, five interceptions, 53% completion percentage. Thoughts on these two potentially supposed to be high draft picks?
Reminds me a lot of Spencer Rattler last year. I mean, this is why we play the games. And look, I was listening to a podcast that talked about Ryan Russillo podcast, give credit, where he had a guy on that was an NFL personnel guy that said second round quarterbacks are going in the first round. That's just what happens now. If you sniff the top of the draft, you get to go in the first round. And maybe that's why the hit rate is so low, is because people are really stretching to find the next elite quarterback. We bring it up because it's going to be a tough decision for the Lions and what to do. I mean, Goff might be playing himself into being the short-term solution, and they can push that, kick that can down the road and address some other things. But you have to be very careful, because I would argue a month ago, Van Dyke and Richardson would have got some love from Lions fans. Maybe not with their own pick, but with the Rams pick. But you just have to really, really do your homework. This isn't a huge shock that somebody has dropped, because it kind of happens every year, like Spencer Rattler last year.
Well, I was going to say, how about like Spencer Rattler again this year? Because Spencer Rattler is rated below Tyler Van Dyke this year. So he hasn't done any better. Spencer Rattler's got two touchdowns and five picks already this year. I'm surprised that Van Dyke has been this poor so far this year. There was a lot of hype about him, but he just hasn't gotten the job done. There's lots of quarterbacks that haven't gotten the job done. And this happens. It seems like every year this happens. What you have to be on the lookout for is the guy that takes the big jump forward. That's the guy I want to look for.
The opposite of this.
Exactly, because we've seen it recently, whether it was Joe Burrow, who kind of came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's doing crazy things at LSU. Kenny Pickett at Pitt was kind of steady increase, and then boom, explodes last year and has a monster year and deserved to be the first quarterback taken to the draft. So I'm looking for the other way around as this season progresses to see, you know, who's going to really catch my eye. And Hendon Hooker, you've heard me talking about it.
Yeah,
he kind of came on last year, saw what he could do. This year he's building on that, and he's looking very impressive. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised, because it happens every year, it seems.
Yeah, for me, it just means just keep watching the games. You don't have to make a draft pick right now.
No.
So it doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but you just keep watching, you just keep evaluating. Boise State quarterback Hank Bachmeier will enter the transfer portal. The veteran signal caller confirmed this to ESPN Tuesday. This decision comes 3 days after they just fired their offensive coordinator following a 27-10 loss to UTEP. Portal QB, Michigan State. Does this make sense, Gator?
No, it doesn't. It makes no sense at all. Hank Bachmeier hasn't done much at Boise State in his time. There is nothing that leads you to think that, oh my God, this is just a diamond in the rough. He's done nothing. He's actually worse than Peyton Thorne has been this year. So I want nothing to do with Hank Bachmeier. And if you're gonna go for a transfer portal guy, give me somebody that's explosive, somebody that is a definite upgrade. I don't think Bachmeier's an upgrade at all, and if things don't work out with Peyton Thorne, I'm okay to see how things work with Noah Kim. But Michigan State's got a true freshman in Caden Hauser. who they really, really, really like. He's a very highly rated kid out of high school. So, I mean, he's eventually going to be the guy next year, maybe the year after.
Bachmeier's having a Tyler Van Dyke type season. He's taken a step back. The only thing that may be a connection there is he came out and signed in the class of 2019, and he considered Colorado, where both obviously Mel Tucker and Jay Johnson were the offensive coordinator. But I always keep my eye on portal guys when it comes to MSU. I don't know if this is the one.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this is the one either, but I wouldn't shun it completely like you, Gator. If anyone could turn a portal into a star, it's Mel Tucker, you think. And at the worst, maybe, just some competition in that room. Who knows?
Yeah, but Kenneth Walker, who is the, you know, the god of all portal acquisitions, Kenneth Walker was really good at Wake Forest, and they just didn't give the opportunity to be great. Hank Bachmeier hasn't done anything at Boise State. This is absolutely not.
He might just need a change of scenery, but like I said, to me, at worst, competition. All right, yesterday there was a meeting in Chicago of the College Football Playoff's management committee. Conclusion, they still need more time to determine if the playoff can expand to 12 teams as soon as 2024. Your thoughts?
Okay, so this comes down to TV networks and existing contracts. They're trying to navigate these existing contracts. I think they can appease the TV networks by giving them all a piece of the pie and saying, you'll get this playoff game and you'll get that playoff game. ESPN has already said that they don't want the entire playoff because I think they're stretched thin financially and can't afford to do it. So I this is doable. I will argue and I will yell it from mountaintops. They need to have a scheduling component to qualify for the playoff. You have to have, hey, you can't just fatten up on cupcakes. All right. And I think it's getting to be an epidemic, specifically here in the Midwest, of bad non-conference schedules. So yeah, I hope that they require that you can only play one FCS opponent or have to go on the road in the non-conference schedule. It'll be difficult, but it can be done.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get done because I think there's too many things that have to fall into place in order for that to work out. And a lot of it is just the logistics of figuring out what the rules are going to be and where a team's going to play. But maybe most importantly, it's seeing where teams are actually going to be playing. You know, what's the conference shakeup in a couple of years? Are there more? Is the Pac-12 going to totally explode? Is the Big 12 going to explode? Are they going to merge into one conference? We don't know, and that's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen in the next year. I think this is going to be ongoing. So I don't think they got it done by 2024 to expand by 12. Maybe by the following season. Maybe you'll have more a clear view of what the landscape is of college football when it comes to the mega conferences.
Yeah, you know what? Get it right. So don't force it for 2024. Yeah. Let's get this thing right the first time. I would hate to have something happen where it's like, that was the championship or that was the playoff. What did you guys do? You ruined it, right? Let's just get it right first. Take your time. If you don't have it all your ducks in a row, don't do it. All right, Nebraska football. Lance Leopold of Kansas is being hailed as the front runner. Is there a name other than Leopold you would go after if you're Nebraska?
So I got a pet favorite. Is it me or you? I thought it was you. My bad. Go ahead. My bad.
False start, Doug Carsh.
Penalized 5 yards.
Gator, your ball. You're closer into the end zone.
First of all, I think it would be a really smart hire to hire Leopold. He's done some great things at Kansas. He was a great coach before that at his previous stop. I think this would be a brilliant hire. Unfortunately, Nebraska is going to be Nebraska. They're going to trip over themselves, and they're probably going to do something, which may not end up being a bad thing if they go out and hire Matt Campbell. If they're able to lure him away from Iowa State, which maybe they can, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world if they go for the big shiny thing, which was the hot name a couple years ago. Everyone wanted Matt Campbell, including Dan Campbell, apparently, or the Lions, because he thought that Matt Campbell was going to get hired here. I think that's where they end up really wanting to go, but I think the smart thing is Leopold.
I have a favorite, a personal favorite, and it's Bill O'Brien, who's the offensive coordinator at Alabama. He won in the Big Ten already at Penn State under trying circumstance. Yep. Kind of the NFL thing was a disaster, but here's the deal. He has name recognition in Texas because he was an NFL coach in Texas, and Nebraska has lost their footing in Texas with recruiting. So a former NFL coach in Texas, I think, can get into some doors, but he's kind of been a coaching rehab as the offensive coordinator for Nick Saban. So I would contact Bill O'Brien if Leopold wouldn't take it.
That'd be a smart hire, too, I think.
Give me chaos. Give me Urban Meyer. Is there a team outside the top 10, Doug, that you see as a playoff possibility?
Yeah, Washington in the Pac-12, and I'm guessing Gator's going to say the same thing. But here's one of the reasons why. In the Pac-12, you play nine of the other 11 teams. Did you see who they missed this year? They don't have to play USC, and they don't have to play Utah. The only thing keeping them between where they are now in an undefeated season is UCLA and Oregon, which can be tricky, but I think Washington has one of the easier paths to get to their conference title game with a chance to go to the playoff.
You know, it's when you look at the teams that are outside the top 10, in order for you to make it into the playoff, you got a lot of things got to go your way. It helps if you're undefeated already. There are a handful of teams outside the top 10 that are undefeated. And do they have a chance to stay that way? Because that's how you get in. Washington happens to be one of those teams. It's the team I would agree with because they've got the quarterback. They've got a team that can play some, they're playing some pretty good football right now. They've been tested a little bit. And you mentioned the schedule. The schedule is key. For instance, you look at the team that's ranked ahead of them right now. Ole Miss, as I like to say. Ole Miss, right?
Yep.
Ole Miss's schedule is pathetic to this point. Absolutely pathetic to this point. And then they, by the way, they're in the SEC West. So good luck getting through that. I just don't see it for them. I don't see the one-loss teams really having much of a chance. So I go with that undefeated team, and it's Washington because of the schedule.
I wish I could root for chaos again, guys, but Washington seems like the obvious one here. All right, last question real quick. Five of the top 10 rushing leaders in the country hail from the B1G, the Big Ten. Is this impressive or not?
I'm not sure. Initially, I thought, and I was looking this up today, and I'm like, okay, that's a he's in the Big Ten. Illinois, the rush for running back for Illinois. He leads the NCAA in rushing yards. That's impressive. Let's go down. Oh, here's another one. Here's Wisconsin's running back. Here's Blake Corum. There's another one. And they've got five of the top 10. But I'm not impressed because it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't seem to matter like it used to. It's become just like the NFL. It's a passing league. It's about putting points on the board and rushing the ball. Having a great running attack is nice, but it kind of prevents you from scoring big totals because you need to have the passing game to score the big totals.
Yeah, it's impressive, but
drains the clock.
Not as impressive as it used to be. And the other thing I'm afraid of is these are huge stats put up against weak non-conference. I just mentioned how I do not like the Big Ten's non-conference scheduling. Some of them historically weak. I mean, Michigan played an awful Hawaii team. Michigan State played Akron. Ohio State played Notre Dame. But only one SEC rusher's in the top 10. There are no Big Ten quarterbacks in the top 10 and no SEC passers in the top 10 either.
Well, that's interesting because they're actually, it depends on what stat you look at for passing.
Yes, it's true. It's for
if
passing.
If you look at quarterback
yards.
Rating, it's a whole different story because number two is CJ Stroud. Number three is JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, if it's
and
passing Tana
Morgan
yards,
is five.
Passing yards, none of them in the top 10. Anyway, point is you build up huge stats in the preseason that it all gets settled down in the end. And there it is. That concludes the NIL 2-Minute Drill Transfer Portal Live Animal Mascot Trophy Game Around the Country Blitz Thingy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.